told that little girl that she got it, she do better. Whoa. Are you serious? I swear my money is serious. Okay, all my checks, I just be clearing it. She sell my dick and she get delirious. Okay, jump on the jet so I'm clearing.
Call me out. My regret only makes me stronger yet. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got guests. We'll introduce them in a sec. We got Metric of the Week. Was Clone by Metric from their album Synthetica, released 2012. All the music that's about to be. Since this is the last one of official college, and I don't know if I'm going to be here next week, this is the 2010s retrospective. It's going to be great. We've got partial trends that I adore and partial trends that everyone else maybe did. I don't know. But anyway, we have guests. Why do y'all introduce yourselves?
Yo, 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 it's DJ Remedy on the 10s.
Yeah, it is DJ Jedi again.
I'm David.
I'm DJ Pufferfish. Here's an impression of me eating a carrot.
No.
No. What was that last bit?
Have you not seen the video of the Pufferfish eating the carrot?
That Pufferfish is not eating the carrot. That Pufferfish is struggling to breathe while a carrot is being forced into its mouth.
It gives me true existential terror. Yeah. That is terrifying.
Welcome to my Minecraft Let's Play. I'm going to eat this apple real quick.
Brr.
This noodle.
These noises are unpleasant on my ears.
But pleasant.
Are you
going to
start doing ASMR now instead?
Are you sure?
Hopefully. Rose, yeah. Sorry, DJ Tolstoy.
We're getting a call already. Wild. Hang on, we should put on some music. It's gonna get abrasive, but this thing will turn off. So we'll be there in a sec.
Yeah. me in fun dip right now.
Not giving a fuck.
We'll be right back.
We did it. Yes.
I didn't do it. I'm still sitting down.
Oh, here we go. I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. We're actually going to hit up this one. I'm trying to make sure things get, like, added correctly. Here we go. We hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We started with probably my favorite part of the early 2010s dubstep, with Bangarang by Skrillex featuring Sarah, from their album Bangarang, and Promises by Nero from their album Welcome Reality Plus. I do like the idea of it being plus as opposed
like
to any other.
Game plus.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good. Often this song is known for the Skrillex remix, but hot take, the Skrillex one is not as good as the original.
No, you're right. You're right and you should say it.
Yes. This is the official small cactus take. We have also our DJ Pufferfish has their request.
Sorry, before we throw, I wanted to wait for us to finish IDing songs. I have no headphones and Jen is taunting me by wearing three pairs.
Well, two of these aren't working. So
one of them's weird flex,
but one of them is just roses that I've decided to wear. Though this is not a visual medium, so this was mostly just a fun joke for us here, you know? Mm-hmm. Just to bring us closer as friends.
Yeah.
What does the Jumbo Cast say about listener count?
Oh, let's find out.
We had one
you mean
call
Shoutcast?
Earlier. It was lovely.
Oh?
Oh, okay. So someone called and requested a song, but this is a strictly 2010s and up retrospective. Normally, we would play someone's request, but this time, it was from 2006, and I already had to not do Matt and Kim, so look.
Can we play songs from 2020?
Do you know of any?
Do you know any? Are you hacking into the gate?
Skrillex 2.
All of Yandy.
You know what? Wait, that already came out.
Only unofficially.
Like,
wait,
you're right.
Actually, technically, yeah, then. You're right. You got it.
Anyway.
But if it...
DJ Pufferfish, what was that song we just heard?
Yeah, we have 11 listeners.
Oh, that song, it was an arrangement made by me of a pipe organ piece. But I made it with synths and Ableton, so it sounded a little bit more modern, appeals to a more modern audience.
It sounds really great. This is like...
It legitimately sounds so good, dude.
You flatter me.
I mean, yeah, but it's like still right. Just because it's flattery doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's wonderful.
You all are very kind.
Also, we have a new DJ. Why don't you introduce yourself?
It's DJ Tuesday. What's good? How are my levels?
DJ Tuesday, you're like a day early.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
She's 2 hours early.
And your levels are fine.
Yeah, levels are good.
Noted.
I'm just making sure. Oh, I'm loud. I actually have to put mine a little lower than the red bar, or else I actually do over.
Well, because when you're, like, adjusting it, you're looking over at the red bar, and you're not, like, speaking directly into the microphone.
That's true.
Can you put this mic at maximum?
No, we're not doing that. You're fine.
We're going to do ASMR real quick.
ASMR no, we're not.
No.
DJ Remedy is still just extremely quiet.
No, don't. No, wait,
I mean,
you're going
that's
over
how
it.
I am, though.
You're okay. Here we go.
No, it's not.
Are you? No.
We can't do this.
Stop that.
Not again. You've done this for the past like 3 weeks.
Stop scratching yourself.
No. Okay. We're going back. We're doing this. I hope you guys
start the music.
We're going back.
Hurry.
Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, 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 you man was ducking. Old tight Asni, my brother. He's got a pumpy. Big ting. Hold tight my man. My guy. He's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies, whole time I get with me. On the road doing 10 toes, like my toes. You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a post. Chilling. If she ain't on it, I post. Ha! Look at your nose.
Check your nose, man.
You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot, never hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot, never hot. Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's twix by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
None.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. Yo. Boom.
Ah.
The ting goes. I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Man can never be hot,
never hot. Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Lynx effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah.
Use roll on,
use that.
Or spray.
Shh.
But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet ting.
The ting goes.
So get that shit how you live. If you didn't help me get it, don't be speaking on mine. No, for real, don't say shit like you speaking in mine. I'm just speaking my mind, take it a day at a time. Yeah, I'm from the 510, nigga, nickel and dime. Yeah, I know a few dudes getting paid off a crime, but cops came from behind, now they doing time. Never thought I'd be getting paid off of these rhymes. Ain't it funny sometime how things align? Love the fans that say we don't get enough shine. I mean, shit, well, they is in line. Seen a couple shitty deals that we had to decline. Primo shit, better get the 3 in the prime. From Flagstaff to check, getting checks, Corona and Lime. Told them facts, that shit the pride. If you want us to sign, nigga.
They say they want that spaz rap, yeah. But now we got these niggas drunk, sounding like it's Baghdad. They say they want that real talk, but why these preachy ass niggas out here sounding like a TED Talk? Yeah, rolling with my best guys, whip it like a test drive. Hold up, baby girl, don't take the picture, get my left side. When I get that whip, I'll make that shit look like a Best Buy. Ayy, maybe I'll see you in my next life. 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 Maybe I'll see you in my next life.
Life, life.
See you in my next life.
Life, life.
See you in my, see you. Hey, hey. See you in my next life.
Give me that one over there, yeah.
This is the only one. This is actually was featuring A-Track too. But anyway, okay, so first was David's request. Why don't you introduce that?
Oh, that was Man's Not Hot by Big Shaq.
You're the best.
Yes, I know, because a lot of songs came out in this decade that were just utter nonsense. Mm-hmm. So I thought I should include one.
Some true art.
Wait, you call that really? Nonsense?
I mean, it's supposed to parody, no? Like, UK grime, which is like really kind of the rap genre that would influence trap music a lot.
Is there also a UK Elon Musk if there's a UK grime?
I thought Grimes was from
No, America. But wait, isn't Grimes from like Canada?
I think so, actually.
So isn't there like, I don't know how you reflect this.
I only know Art Angels from her previous, I mean like I know of the rest of her stuff. I only really enjoyed Art Angels.
Does she actually do all that weird life extension stuff or is that just a meme?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, is Grimes? Are there a person? Grimes not a magazine?
Wait.
I thought this was like a company or like a group like BuzzFeed or something this entire time.
I feel like she would take that as a high compliment.
It's 2019.
I didn't know she was a person.
Are we talking
about
that's
not a name? That's not like a name. You usually got a first name and last name.
Isn't she married to Elon Musk or something? Or dating
no, they're
Elon
just
Musk?
Dating.
Okay.
I thought it was a joke about how like Elon Musk was going to marry a corporation because, you know, he's Elon Musk. I just thought it was a joke.
I actually really like the idea of this.
Okay. So this is actually a thing. This isn't just a meme. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like... No, that is true. I do like one of her newer songs, We Appreciate Power.
I know that you like We Appreciate Power.
It's such a good song.
Kat also loves We Appreciate Power.
We have like these interesting like intersections of it like...
Psychopaths and grime.
This is specific. Make a whole conversation based on this. It's a great song. I actually was this close to adding it. I even was playing it earlier thinking I was going to add it, yeah. But I didn't end up doing it.
Rose, we're going over the red a little bit.
Oh, we are. Yep. Let me just take that. See, that's why I need to watch it. Like overage red or just red?
I think just a little like red.
Oh, that's fine. That's actually supposed to happen.
Just red. A crumb yes. of red.
Yeah, like... just a crumb of red. The next one was to compliment. This was Injury Reserve with Corona and Lime featuring A-Track. Injury Reserve is, I think they're based off of out of southwestern U.S. Pretty great, kind of slightly up and coming rap group. So pretty wonderful. Next, we got more music. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's go.
Songs or PSA?
All right, we'll do songs first. Let's start with DJ Jedi.
The first song was Radioactive by Imagine Dragons from their album Night Visions in 2012. And it is a personal favorite song of mine. It is in my top four songs of all time. And Imagine Dragons is my favorite band. They definitely were a popular band of the 2010s.
Yes.
And they remain pretty popular. They just put out an album like in the past year.
Oh, Origins?
Yeah, Origins was spring, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Time is fake, so I struggle to remember exactly when it came out.
Yeah.
But yes, they just put out a newish album, and I'm awaiting to see when they go on tour again, because I am always down for an Imagine Dragons concert.
Yes. That one's really good. I actually saw it was the next album I saw the tour for, because Metric was opening
up for
it.
We were at the same concert.
Yes! Oh,
and
I
we
forget
didn't,
about
this.
This
was 2 years before we ever met each other, yeah. But we were at the same Imagine Dragons concert in Boston.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, it was wild. We found that out when we became friends in college.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were at the same concert. It was a fantastic concert.
It really was. And Halsey even performing at... That was the one where Halsey performed third string.
Yeah.
And then I actually came to the one where the next time she was there, she headlined, and I was there for it.
Nice.
For Charlie XCX, but look. She played with her in Party Next Door, which I didn't watch because I did a neat meet and greet instead. But yeah, Imagine Dragons, I would call it was like the last... Is rock, popular rock is technically dead right now, but Imagine Dragons is the last surviving band that could be closest to rock as possible, even if they don't consider themselves one.
Yeah, some of their songs would, I feel like, do fit in the category of rock, and some are kind of just alternative, but
yeah.
They kind of walk the line.
I agree.
Whatever they do, I end up enjoying it immensely.
Hex, yeah.
Now, I feel like at this point we have to... It's the label alternative, by its reactionary nature, has become sort of nebulous to me.
Well, that's because we don't have a good culture movement for there to be an alternative to. The culture movement is, like, heavily inspired by the old alternative movement.
Yeah.
And so now that alternative is the first choice... There is no alternative.
Fine, it's miscellaneous. What do you want?
No, it's good. That is how you... I would agree that's how you describe it, but what it used to be, that's like saying with indie music, like, is indie music an aesthetic, or is indie music
just
like...
Just anything that's being independently developed.
Exactly. Like, you would call... people would call Vampire Weekend indie, but it was actually pretty much on a major label from the start, if I believe so.
Yeah. No, but I would say that... Imagine Dragons is sort of like alt rock, like alternative rock. Even though they are like not a reactionary sort of band.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, I would maybe, like, I think like now I would definitely call them alt rock, but definitely in like during Radioactive era, I'd call it pop rock. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
How about So DJ Remedy, how about yours?
Oh, right. Mine was Drive It Like You Stole It by the Glitch Mob. I don't really have that much to say, except that this song was the song I used for productivity back in high school.
That's
I would just
good.
Put it on in the background and listen to it for like hours on end. It was so good.
Yes.
did you steal a lot of stuff back then?
Let me think about it. Hang on. I think I did. I did steal... No, I haven't stolen anything in my life.
Stole
Except
hearts.
For, yeah, I was going to say. I've stolen hearts. I've stolen people's breath away, but I've not stolen anything beyond that, really.
Except cash.
What? Yeah. Cold hard cash. But,
and
like,
rides.
Is it really stealing it if you take it from the bank? Because they are insured.
Yeah. Yes.
They're
yeah, because that's technically... But it's also other people's money, technically.
I mean, it's just their turn to spend it. You just cut the line a little bit.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
what is property?
The middleman. Okay, let's...
Okay, oh gosh. let's ready PSA.
Was that all the song ideas?
Yeah, that is.
Okay, let's read the PSA. Speaking of the 2010s, May is National Bike Month. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank God we got that one in before May. I was really worried. You were getting close to the deadline there.
I know, exactly.
Snaps to that queen. All right, David. All right.
Thank we're you. Not.
Thank you, DJ Pufferfish.
Thanks, DJ Pufferfish. Very cool. No.
All right. I feel like I need to
we're getting
this is audio gonna, poison.
We're getting back on track.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for 'em. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. Okay, so we started in with Young Bae with Selfish High Heels featuring Macross 8299 and Harrison. this is the representation of vaporwave becomes a genre in this decade, and I don't know who I'd be without vaporwave. As many of everyone else around here has been inundated with.
Man, it's really a shame that Young Bay gets so much credit, but nobody ever talks about Old Bay.
Unless, like, you're old from Maine.
Unless you're from, yeah.
Put it on everything.
I love that line. I know. And Matt, like, I don't even know. Robotech 83-100 doesn't get anything either, but it's fine.
I don't know that one. Is that one a joke?
I think it's a riff on Macross.
Yeah. Hey, you get it! Yeah, quick thing, Macross is the original show, and then America, like, licensed the show, called it Robotech, and then started just changing the script. And so there came a point where they were like, we can't faithfully adapt it anymore, so we're just going to do our own thing with the exact same footage. So, like, after episode 33, it is a completely different show.
Great. Wait, was this on, like, the bad anime showcase at Anime Boston, or was that some... That a different mecha.
That's a different one. It also becomes Space Idols in the Macross one.
What?
Yes.
So they said, oh, we can't faithfully adapt it anymore. It doesn't sound like they ever faithfully adapted it.
They
did. Did they?
So they changed, like, enough around. Like, they thought, oh, it's fine. We can kind of, like, you know, be, like, liberal with our, like, translation, and then they realized, oh no, we've really screwed up. So they literally just started cutting episodes together, made their own movie. At that point, it was a completely different show, but made from the same animation. It was wild.
Do we want to do the statement and then get into Spring and Huron?
Yes. Let's do that. You've been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, side note, we did Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Same Love, featuring Mary Lambert from their 2012 album, The Heist. This was because I wasn't allowed to play Closer. I got vetoed out of that. For the record,
Closer was a very influential song that I don't want to hear again.
I have to admit,
they've lost me. All of them have lost me.
That's not the right Closer.
That's not the right Closer.
I'm very lost, but okay.
It's the Chainsmokers song.
You will know it
because all of their songs sound the same.
Oh, yeah. Makes two. And you know what? I can't get enough of it.
I like it.
I immediately just revert back to a 14-year-old
song. I like Hideaway.
Hideaway's wait, which one's Hideaway? No, is that the Chiesa?
Hideaway, I feel like it's the Chainsmokers.
If that's the Hideaway I'm thinking of, probably.
Was Safe and Sound Chainsmokers?
That was Capital City.
That's Capital Cities.
I was thinking of putting one on here.
I like Elma, Something Just Capital Like This, City, which is just totally, like, on the radio all the time.
So, yeah,
I like it.
That's Chainsmokers. We did it. We found a Chainsmokers song. Something Just Like This.
I know, because I listened to it earlier today.
Oh, that's Chainsmokers.
It sounds exactly like Tattoo on Your Shoulder.
No, it doesn't.
That's closer.
I know, I'm saying.
Closer. I know the song now that you mentioned it. I just didn't know it was called that.
Oh, my God.
It's totally different. It's a different song. You're objectively wrong.
I revert back to a 13-year-old whenever I hear Chainsmoker music.
Oh, like, wait, hang on. That's actually kind of fair.
Yeah, like, Roses, so good.
I know why you like that one.
It's such a good story. What other one I really like? I forgot
Hideaway.
It.
Hideaway?
No, Hideaway's not the Chainsmokers.
Don't worry, I'm just putting on a shorter one.
What about Hideaway?
Okay. No, that's, it's like Chiesa. It has, like, a really great music video.
We should probably get going if we want more music to play.
Best Chainsmokers song is?
What?
Hideaway.
we should probably get going if we want to get to everybody's music.
Yes. Oh, poor DJ Tuesday.
This one is just 2 minutes long.
Okay, great. Why don't you introduce it to us, and we'll probably end on it.
This song is called Each and Every One of Us from the Spring and Huron soundtrack. Spring and Huron, the fantasy campaign recently wrapped up by the podcast Friends of the Table. One of my favorite parts of this decade. composer Jack wrapped up this campaign.
Right, yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Composed by Jack DeKeet, incredible composer, does a lot of work alternately with guitar and synth.
That's actually pretty rad.
It's good.
All right.
The Table has a great soundtrack.
Well,
I need to listen to more of it.
Yeah. Either way, have a happy, wonderful new year. People are going to be finishing up their winter semester, so good luck on the rest of
I
your finals.
I should have played Winter in Iron.
We love you.
And all, like, happy holidays to everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Happy holidays.
There are many, many holidays happening around this time, so happy to all of them.
But yeah, just happy all of them. Wholesale.
Happy candlelights, everybody.
Happy Christmas. Seasons greasons, guys.
Seasons greasons.
Good night and happy decade.